Okay, Vayemar Hashem el Moshe, Emoyer al HaKohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta alehim, v'nefesh li'itam abamov. So there's obviously redundant loshani in the Pasuk, Emoyer al HaKohanim b'nei Aaron, and the loshan of Emoyer v'amarta is darshan in the Gemara in Yevamos. Rashi brings down part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lahazir gedolim alaktanim." It's coming to warn, to be mazir the gedolim alaktanim, that the gedolim should train, basically, the young ones should train the young ones in this idea. Lahazir gedolim alaktanim. This is to be mechanech the young ones. Actually, this is one of the sources of chinuch by mitzvahs. We basically have Pesach, as far as the reise. The reise that can mocker for chinuch, we have basically in two places. This one is used more because this one is not just relating to a specific mitzvah. Pesach is regarded to Levincha. This is Lahazir Agdeil Malaktani. Over there, the Gemara goes through a whole lengthy discussion because whether a cotton oichel nevelis, whether bez dema mitzuva lafrishit, does bezna have to stop a cotton? If a cotton is actually doing an issa, does bezna have a chiv to stop the cotton from doing an issa? It's also a whole shayla on its own. But al kuponim, over here we see a musig of chinuch. And that's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. The obvious question, which is something that stands out, is that if we look at the kohanim, all the gevaldige things that the kohanim do, Shkeich, whoever. That's the Hefzoli, Shkeich. Boch HaTuadinu Eloheinim Alachei Lom Shakil Nebidvoi. Kohanim have a lot of gewaldige avoides. They have avoided Beis HaMikdosh. They have Shmira HaMikdosh. In fact, by Shmira, there's a sheet in Meseches Tomin, one of the Rishonim holds that youngsters also were involved, even less than Bar Mitzvah. Even less than Bar Mitzvah, calls them Roivim. Meseches Tomid, it's brought down there in the Mishnah that HaRoivim Shemrim Lamala. So Roivim literally means the young Kohanim. So the Mefarish in Tomid, the one who's in the Pirush Rashi there, in Tomid, says that Roivim means Pochos Mi Ben Yud Gimel. So according to that opinion in the Rishonim, even below Bar Mitzvah, it was the only thing in the Beis HaMikdash that even below Bar Mitzvah, they were involved. Rather, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a kasha, he has a kasha, since Shmiras HaMikdash is a mitzvah. How could you have a L'chayr, whoever's watching, is a shliach, right? Anybody who's watching Avodah Beis HaMikdash is a shliach. And a kotn is not a bar shlichus. Kotn can't be a messenger. So B'chaim's tam, and so B'chaim's kasha. B'chaim asks, how could you have a cotton involved in anything in the Beis HaMikdash? He can't be a shliach. There's a lot of different ways to get around it. Some learn that shmira, the mitzvah, is like a tetzo. It's not the act of shmira, it's the outcome of the shmira. And we've discussed in the past, wherever the Torah wants the outcome, the tetzo, you don't need a shliach. Like according to some opinion, shliach monas. We spoke about bris milah when a father appoints a moil to do the bris. So the kivegos machadish, the moil doesn't have to be a shliach. The father's mitzvah is just to see that that outcome happens. And mele is not called a shliach. There's an orach hashulchan like that in Hilchos Mezuzah. But if you have somebody hang the mezuzah up for you, he's not a shliach. It's because your mitzvah is that your house should have a mezuzah. It's not the mice of Kviya, it's not the mice of installing it. There should be a mezuzah there.
And Roi Bishmir is a Shmir?
So, that's a different question. Roivim has to be obviously of age that at least they could be over there. They weren't independent. They were watching in conjunction with the whatever level shmir. It's like, yeah, I find a mufla samach leish can make nedar once he's over 12. He has das.
Question: could
it
be
mild
based on what
you just said? What do you mean? Oh, you mean the kasha? You mean? Yeah, it's very similar to shchita. Shchita is also the tzitzah, and a cotton kataka shecht, a cotton kut shecht. Well, so some learn that lekvoya just means because it has to be installed. The mitzvah is that a mezuzah should be installed, but it's not the installation. In other words, it's not enough to have a mezuzah; it has to be installed. A lot of times, people have a mezuzah by the door; they don't realize that I'm a kind of mitzvah. They have a mezuzah hanging there. I see that a lot. People put a nail in, they don't put it fully through. And the mezuzah is like, whenever you hit the mezuzah, if it moves with your hand, you're not your mezuzah that way. It's a lot. A lot of times you walk into a room, you clap the mezuzah case, and the whole case moves. And that's no good, because mezuzah has to be, the goyan was makbid that the mezuzah can't have a back, the case can't have a back to it, because it's got to be right against. Can't even have a back. Has to be, the goyim had a problem with the case. You can have an outside case. But the back, the goyim had a problem with the back of the case. Rav Sternberg, who's from the family of the goyim, he suggests that you should take the back of the mezuzah, the case, and glue that to the door first. So now it becomes bottle to the door frame. And now you can put the case up. Because otherwise so I'm saying, getting back to you, so Ligvoya really is a description of how it has to be installed. Minus the Ligvoya, you're not yet to the mitzvah. So basically, your mitzvah is that a mezuzah must be installed in the mezuzah. Al-Koponim, so some learn that's the idea. Watching the Beis HaMikdash is the totzah, that the mikdash should be watched, and therefore you can have these younger participants. And there, we're seeing that it's happening. We don't need them to be ashluchim. But the reason why I'm bringing this in is because, and then there's achilas truma. Truma you can give to a kohen katan. You can eat it. All right. Kotshim. Kohen katan could eat it. If he's tohor, he can eat it. So there's a lot of glorious parts of being a kohen that we could introduce a katan to. So you would think that if the Torah is going to give in this week's parasha, we want to give you a mitzvah of chinuch for kohanim, we would pick a glorious part of the kohanim. Truma, kodshim, shmira, ways. There's many nice things. This is how we introduce the kohen. Mechanech your son about the levayas. That's what comes out. So how you mechanach, what's the first chinuch you give the child, the kohen, about levayas? Who wants to even talk to the kid about levayas? What's retnu vegan levayas? But that is the aleph in the introduction to this parasha. So try to give you a clarity, one possible idea of why it is that way. And really tie it into the hemshech of the parasha, the Karbonos, which continues later on. Pasuk here talks about, right after we finish with the mitzvahs kohanim, talks about the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And over there it says what you could be makrav as a kol. And it says as follows. It says, the kol has to be like this. Shivas yomim yitach asimoy. For 7 days, the behem is not roy for a karm. Should be with his mother. Umiyayim hashmini v'holo yehotze l'kom l'Hashem. And from the 8th day on, it's roy for a karm and Hashem. That's the pasuk. The Gemara comes, and the Gemara questions why the Torah uses a double language. Shivas yom yitach asimoy. There's like a redundancy here. 7 days, the 8th day. So the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis The Gemara brings on a drasha from Rav Patriki. Rav Patriki said that really there's a conflict. There's a night in the middle. It says, Shivas Yomim Yitachas Yimai. For 7 days, it has to be with its mother. Can't bring as a korban. Then it says, from the 8th day on, it's kosher for a korban. What about the night in between the 7 days and the 8th day? And that's being left in ambiguity. Because Shivas Yomim Yitachas Yimai is mashma, the 8th night is okay. And then it says, B'yayim HaShmini V'Hola, sounds like the 8th day is where it begins. The 8th day is the Haskola. Sounds like the night is no good. So the Gemara asks this contradiction. And the Gemara answers, Shiva Yom Shmoina, the 8th day is when it's roy for a korban. Lel Shmini L'Haltzah, which means, the 8th day already, the 8th night, you could be makdish the korban. It's technically the night going into the 8th day. That night going into the 8th day, so 7 days, you can't bring it as a korban, you can't even be makdish it. And the 8th day, you could taka bring it as a korban. And the night going in, it's not included in the 7 days, it's roy for hakdosha. But that's the Gemara says, Yoyim la'artso v'yoyim la'akro. So what's interesting is the Torah decided here to introduce the night as a time that you could be makdish a korban. The Torah could have just left it the way it is. Instead, the Torah dafka said, you know, there's one night here that we're going to let you be makdish it. Obviously, you can't be makrov because no kachim could you be makrov balayla. But that one night that we're giving you that, so it must be a cheshbon of why the Torah introduced. Now you may say, well, it's practical reasons. If you want to bring the korban first thing in the morning, you want to know you could be makdish it the night before. Maybe. But really, the Chassam Sofer in his tshuvas, it's a great kash. Yerodeya. It's not his own. He says, the Chacham Echad asked him this question. He says, if you look at this pasuk here, the same one, a duplicate, is found in Pashas Mishpat. V'shoi chesav ki yivoleid, shivas yom miyotach hazimoy, u'miyem hashmini v'alei ha'atzalakam rasha. There's one problem. That pasuk is talking about a bechor. Okay? And a bechor doesn't need, bechor is already kodesh. You don't have to pick the kodesh, you don't have to pick the bechor. Bechor has kedusha already. So there, the whole thing doesn't work. The 7 and 8 doesn't work. The Gemara took care of 7 and 8 over here. 7 days, can't bring us a korban. 8th night, going into the 8th day, you could makdish. And 8th day, you can actually bring it. By Bechor, you don't have that middle ground, because it's already Kaddish. It's born Kaddish. The firstborn Zohar is Kaddish. Doesn't need that. That's the Kasher that Chassam Sofer asks. It should be Chassam Sofer. Following this parsha, there's one last parsha here. The parsha of the Moyadim. Just wanted to bring out 2 points. One point is the Yisoid that the Torah says like this. The Torah brings down all the Moyadim, all the Yomim Tovim we have. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the parish of the Moyadim, it says, it even goes through some of the Karbonos, what you have to bring. And then it says, in the middle of Mitzvah's Peah, all of a sudden, in the middle of the parsha of the Yomim Tovim, again, we were holding already, we went through Pesach, we went through the Sfira and Shavuos, and now we're about to go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Right in between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, comes a mitzvah of leket shikhem peyah. V'kutzuchem es k'tzir artzuchem, lo yischalas pa'asotcho b'kutzurecho, v'leket k'tzir cholay salat. All of a sudden the Torah gives us this mitzvah of, so what's going on? What is it doing here? So you may, maybe it's just thrown in here, it's a nice pein olam l'chaveri in the middle. keep the spirit of Binyan L'Chaveri going. But what's a bigger chiddush is we know what's the whole theme of the Yom Neroyim. The whole theme of the Yom Neroyim. The whole davening. Malchus. Even though Hashem, we have Malchus, Echonis, and Shefers. But the whole theme of the day is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Yom Kippur, the Chmelech HaKol Oretz. Malchus, the crown of Hashem's kingdom. What's interesting is, if you look at Rosh Hashanah, you won't find one pasuk Rosh Hashanah that talks about Malchus. Nothing. Okay, it talks about Shofar, and the Gemara says, Kadesh Shetam Nechuni Alech. Nothing about Hashem being a king. Yom Kippur. Nothing. Now one word about Hashem's kingdom. Where is it? Where's the Malchus? So if you look in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara really learns it out of this pasuk. It says, "V'kutzachem es k'tzir al-tzachem." When you cut your peah, your field, you have to leave peah. Lo yischale pasotcho b'kutzrech. Over there it says, "Ani Hashem alekech." So the Gemara says that "Ani Hashem alekech" that's written in the parasha of peah is actually going on Rosh Hashanah. No revoyah. We don't even know what the whole parasha's peah is doing there. What's it? It's parked over there, in the middle of nowhere. Not only is it not in the middle of nowhere, but it's the central theme. Where do we learn out Malchi Zichron Yishefer on Rosh Hashanah? From this pasuk, from Ani Hashem Lekech. That doesn't say by Rosh Hashanah. The main theme of Rosh Hashanah is not by Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Peah, and over there in that pasuk, by Perakhov Gimel, pasuk of Beis, over there the Torah gives us that. That pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokeich. And from there we learn that there's a din Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. It's almost like a made an inyan. If we don't know what to do with it over there, so we put it over there. No, the whole thing is no shaykhs. Mamish no shaykhs. Anyway, so the question is really what's going on here. So I want to share with you a machshava, which perhaps will mevayer this. Last year when we were learning Pirkei Avos, we discussed Bariches, the Indian of Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai, and why we learned Pirkei Avos on Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site. That was the discussion we had last year. Moshe Rabbeinu died, according to most opinions, it's a shayla exactly, but according to most opinions, he died on Shabbos. And he died between Mincha Ma'ariv time. That's the reason why there's many minhagim, ready from the time of the Rishonim, based on that. Now, it's the reason why we say Tzidkascha by Mincha, Tzidkadin, because Moshe died. The reason, that's why we say Tzidkascha by Mincha. The reason why we say in Shalashudas, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yachso, is because since Moshe was Nifta, so it's like we lost our shepherd. Moshe is called the shepherd of Klal Yisrael, Raya Emnusa. So we say in Chal Shudis, Hashem Roy Lo Yechso. We still have the Rebbeinu Shem. Hashem Roy Lo Yechso. So a lot of minhagim that are attached to the fact that this was a zman, there's no Yismachu b'malchuscha, if you notice. Those that say Yismachu b'malchuscha on Shabbos and every tefillah, right? Shachis. Ma'ariv, Musaf, Yismuchu Malchus Hashem Rishabas, Ve'koir Yonig, Kulam Yizbu V'Yisangu. We don't say that by Mincha. One of the reasons why it's taken out is because Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramah actually brings down that the minik to learn Pirkei Avos by Mincha is because there was no learning during this time. The shuls didn't have the regular learning during after Mincha Shabbos, caused Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit. It's a Pirkei Avos stated. It's a big shaila. What about Pirkei Avos also learning? But obviously there's some connection between Pirkei Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. Taka, the first word in Pirkei Avos is Moshe. Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. Some connection between Pirkei Avos. So I suggested when we're learning Pirkei Avos a Yesod, which I think we could tie into this parasha. The Gemara in Chum, Daf Kuf Lamates, the Gemara goes through different people that in Tanakh that are already hinted to in the Torah. It was Rame, Remez, Lamordechai min Atar Minayin, Mordechai, Remez L'Esther min Atar Minayin, V'Noichi Aster Aster Ponai. Right, even that book Lahav L'Homan Arash, Remez L'Homan min Atar Minayin, the Gemara brings a hint. But then, the Gemara says, Remez L'Moishe min Atar Minayin. When you see that, you must see, Remez L'Moishe min Atar Minayin. Moishe needs a Remez in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a three-way machlekes. How many times Moshe Rabbeinu and Chesky? How many times Moshe Rabbeinu's name was in the Torah? I'm sure Chesky remembers how many. 592. Right? One opinion said 592. The other opinion said 645. The Rekeach. And then another one counted every single one, even when the one says Kim Moshe or Lim Moshe, and they came out with 647. That was the Megala Amukos, he counted it all, every single time it said Moshe. And then a Chochameina recently did a computer check. He figured he'll be smarter than all of them. He did a computer check. He put the word Moshe into his computer. He checked it out. And he won. Came up with 649. So he thought he won. Here the big Chachamim, after counting every single one, they said it was 647. And he was smarter. He made one mistake. The two Moshes that he came up with was one was Im Yimat Habayis Miseh. The computer didn't know Chochmas. That's in Parashas Bo, he's talking about a sheep. But it had the words Mem Shin Hei. So the computer counted that as a. And then in Parashas Re'eh, when it talks about Shemitah, it says Shomoit Kobal Mashe Yodoy. So if you're a Lufak, you can say Mesem, Masem. So it turned out that there aren't more than 600. But 647 times is pretty impressive. So why does the Gemara in Chulin need a remez? We need to find a hint to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. What's going on?
How did you get 592? It's a big discrepancy.
No, that's because the 592 is only counting where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is only written as Moshe. Not like Moshe, to Moshe, from Moshe, to just the word Moshe without anything connected to it. That was the discrepancy. But Ech Sheyeh, no matter how much Moshe Rabbeinu is, the Torah is full of Moshe Rabbeinu, and for some reason, the Gemara is looking for a hint. And the Gemara doesn't even bring up one of the times. The Gemara brings B'Shagam Hu Basar. Basak B'Reishis. B'Shagam Hu Basar. And Shagam is B'Gematria Moshe. Because you have the Beis and the Gimel is Hey. And then Gam. Then you have the Mem. Right? You have the Shin Mem. So you got it. Shin Mem. And then you got the Beis Gimel, which is the Hey. So you got the full thing. So the Gemara found, it's like Mutton. The Gemara found a Gematria for Moshe. That's the Gemara. What's going on? So the explanation that I think, and I think this could be the underlying theme of the parasha, and this can be brought out in the Koyanim, Thomas Koyanim, what will be Mechanach the Koton, and this will be the Korbanos. And Parashas Boy, when the Torah introduces Bechorah the first time, the very first time, the Torah says about Pidyon Bechor. And the Torah also talks about Pidyon Bechor Adam. The Torah talks about Pidyon Bechor Behema, Petach Hamor, Pidyon Kedushas Bechor, and then it talks about Pidyon Aben. Pidyon Aben in Parshas Boy seems to be misplaced. Because Pidyon Aben, the way we understand it, it came from a B'dievet. Which means the Bechorim had Kedusha. Right? The Bechorim had Kedusha. And they really would have been the Kohanim. And then they did the Chet of the Egel Azov. And because they messed up at Chet of the Egel Azov, so the Yebishter took away the Kohanim from them and he gave it to the Kohanim. And because of that, the introduction of Pidyon HaBen is to be found. Simple. Why would the Torah, before there was ever an Egel, introduce Pidyon HaBen? Why Pidyon HaBen? It's very strange. See, this is a kasha that Rishonim already asked. Parshas boy, there was no chet of the Egel Azov. The firstborns had Kedusha. Nobody did anything wrong. We would hope and anticipate they should be, they should do the Avodah. And there's already a Pidyon HaBen. Every Pidyon HaBen, if you think about it, should really be a sad event. Because, I don't mean, it's nice, you have a new baby boy, Baruch Hashem. I don't mean it's tragic. But it's sad that if not for the Chet of the Egel Azov, right? So your firstborn could have been done Avodah based on English. Right? My son, my Tzvihan, could have been a Kohen. Not for the Chet of the Egel Azov. So what? It's L'chaira, the Pidyon HaBen is a B'dieved. But the Torah introduces Pidyon HaBen from its inception. Before there was ever an issue, the Torah introduces Pidyon HaBen. Which proves that there's a Pidyon HaBen that's a P'salachatchil. Now what's the L'chatchil of Pidyon HaBen? How could Pidyon HaBen be L'chatchil? So I'll tell you like this. We know that the Basar V'dam, of course, is made up of two parts. Basar V'dam has the Chelek HaGuf and the Chelek HaNesham. And the Ibn Hashem joins the two forces together. And our job is to integrate the as much as we can of our Guf to the Nesham. Right, if somebody had to capsulize what's our void of a Jew in this world, it's to bring his goof closer to his neshama. Right? To make yourself more spiritual. That's your job in every way. In your maisim, in your machshava, in all your senses, to makar of the goof to neshama. We are not, by nature, we are not, the goof is not a very positive leaning element. Just the opposite. Rabbi Chanan Vasim and Zatzal in his famous letter wrote that you make a tremendous mistake. We call it the Gufa Bahamas, right? The Nefesh Bahamas. That a person has a behemoth part to him, right? He says it's a tremendous mistake people make. They think a person is just like a behemoth. A person is the worst behemoth. Because it says in the time of creation, Hashem took from all the animals and he created mankind. The Medrash brings down, he took a piece of all the behemoths. He created the man. So that means every trait of every behemoth lies in the other. Naturally. You know, sometimes you have an animal, an edel animal. You have another animal, a book. So Rabbi Chanan said, the human being has in him every instinct. In fact, the Medrash goes on to say which evorim correlate with different animals. It's interesting. The heart coronates with a chaza. And years ago, the scientists came up that the best matching valve to the human being's heart is a pig valve. It's a medrash. The medrash says that part of the body. The lave chazir. Right? Way before the scientists came up with it. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, is that the Zokter Belchonen, if you don't work on your body to become spiritual, you could be the worst behemoth. You're a behemoth who has all the behemishkeiten of all the behemoths of the ganze Welt. Because that's how Hashem created you. So our job is to spiritualize all of these forces that we have in us, and that's our job in this world. That's our job. And the Kohen, he's the chief. He's the commander. Chief or commander. Commander in chief. I hate to use that term because today it has a whole negative. He's that commander to do that to us. And the Kohen is never allowed to see a Yid as a goof without a neshama. L'nefesh lo yitam abam. A kohen has to always see the ruchnius in a Jew and bring out the ruchnius of a Jew. And the Torah doesn't want the kohen to even come into contact with a Jew that's not connected to his neshama. L'nefesh lo yitam abam. That has to be the kohen's cook on every Jew. And that chinuch starts at home. The youngest child, the kohen already trains his children. It's not a question going to Levi, not going to Levi. It's to see the ruchnius in every Jew. The ruchnius, because that's what the kohen has to be. The kohen has to be the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. And that's our job. The Bechor we find in the Gemara, mitzvah lahakdisha. We were learning Tamura, we worked on this in the Shir. That there's a, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah to be makdish a bechor. The Gemara in the Dorim too. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. In the Shiurim, he schwitzes on that. He says, how can it be makdish a bechor? It's kodesh already. Could you go to a korban that's an oiler and say it should be an oiler? It's an oiler already. How could you go to a bechor and make it a bechor again? It's already a bechor. So he says an unbelievable thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman learns, show you were there for the shir when I said it. He says, what? It's a replacement. He says, the Torah gives Kedusha to Bechor, and you have a mitzvah to replace the Kedusha Shemayim with the Kedusha Basar V'dam. You have a mitzvah to now make your own Kedusha to the animal, and to replace that which Hashem holds on to the animal. He puts a temporary Kedusha on the animal. But you replace it with your Kedusha. You replace. What do you see? You see that teaches what our avoid in this world is. Our avoid in this world is to be Mekadosh what's not Kodesh. Our job in this world is to make what's not holy, holy. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. And that's Remez L'Moshe Menater Minayin. What's the remez to everything that Moshe taught Klai Yisrael? B'shegam hu basar. It's to take the basar, to take the flesh, and to turn it into ruchnius. The Gemara was looking for a remez for Moshe's avoda. What was Moshe's avoda? That was Moshe's avoda. B'shegam hu basar. And in Melu we could say like this. Pidyon HaBen was always a mitzvah. Even before we did the Egel Azov, it's important that every bechor knows that his Kedusha, is not a Kedusha that comes from Shemayim. He has to create his own Kedusha. See, even if the Bechorim would have not done the Chet, there still would have been a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. In a sense, what you're doing is you're taking and you're making a man-made Kedusha. Not just relying on the Kedusha that's Ravitz over here from the top. And that explains why the Torah said, don't just bring a korban. The Torah said at night, when there's no korban, it's choyl, be mekadosh. Because the job of the korban is to be mekadosh to choyl. Yom la'krova, b'layla la'hatzor. The job of the korban is not the akrova sakorban. It's to be mekadosh to choyl. And that's why the Torah put in the night there. And said, that's a time where there's no korbanos. That's our job to be Mekadosh Techel. I just want to end off by Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I brought down from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Pshat from Rav Shach. Rav Shach is oimed on the fact that it says that if somebody goes into the mikveh two times, Harezeh Megun. Somebody goes into the mikveh twice, it's bad. So what's wrong with that? Goes into the mikveh twice. So the Kesef Mishnah already said, what's the big problem? Harei zeh meguna. Not only that, Chazal bring it down together with somebody who says the word Shema twice. Ha'imer Shema Shema, if you say Shema Shema twice, meguna. Now there it's a terrible thing, because there it makes you look like a perception, chas v'shalom, of two gods. But what's wrong going to the mikveh twice? So you went in once, you went in a second time. What's so bad? So some learn, because the Mishnah brings such a pshat, that when you go down to the mikveh, we're talking about a mikveh that's exactly the right amount of water. Every time you go in, you're pulling some water out. So you're being frum, but you're passing the mikveh. That's one pshat. If you look in the Seches Kala, where it's brought down, fascinating. You know what it says there? It says, if you go into mikveh once, when you go down, everybody on the outside, on the perimeter of the mikveh knows you're going in, it's going to get wet. Body goes in, water splashes out. They watch out not to get wet. Right? But once you went in once, they think you're finished. Now if you go again, you may spray on somebody. Because they won't know to protect themselves. Says the Maseches Kala, Dilma Dayev, maybe you'll spritz out at somebody, and they won't realize. Comes Rav Shach, and Rav Shach says, what do you see from here? You see that being medactic and kovod abrius is as important as kovod shemayim. Because it puts it together with somebody who says, Shema, Shema. Shema, Shema, you're degrading Hashem himself. Right next to that, it says you go to the mikveh twice. What's the connection? It says, you know what the connection is? Kovod abrius. Every person is a tzelem elokim. It says, when a person goes, l'acha me'ev esrim, they're going to ask you two questions. It says in the Reishis Chochma, him lachta es boirecha, did you crown Hashem? Him lachta es chavirecha, did you crown your friend? Because your friend is also a tzelem elokim. That's why he puts together HaKoyer Shema Shema. So just like Shema Shema degrades your Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim, somebody goes to mikveh twice and is not sensitive to another person, it's the same problem. Falun Kovet Shemayim. Comes the Pasuk and says like this, Ani Hashem Alekeichem Malchus. You may think that you could be Mamluch Hashem without being Mamluch HaBos over them, without worrying about Kovod Abrius. So you know what the Rebbeinu Shlom did? He put Ani Hashem Alekeichem. He put Malchus in the parsha of like a chicken pea. Just was like a chicken pea saying when you're cutting your field you have to be sensitive about other people. Ani Hashem Alekeichem. Your Malchus has to include the other person. And that's why the Torah didn't bring down Malchus in Rosh Hashanah. It brought it down by like a chicken pea to teach you this idea. Okay.
Does everyone want to count sphere first? You want to count sphere first?